Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Will.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. As you can tell, I am back in our wonderful, amazing state of Connecticut. I'm back home right now.
And do you know how I knew that? Because you had a hockey stick on top of your window, and it is not aesthetically positioned. It's like,
no, of course
unironically
not.
Just thrown up there with tacks.
Yep, it's exactly right. That's how it's done when you're 14 and you have the only sports team you have in town is the Hartford Whalers. That is a Dave Tippett original hockey stick.
Hey,
nine people in the audience just went, "Oh my God, Dave Tippett!" Yes, I am back home.
Wait, used to tell him to like tip it when he would make a shot or something, or no?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't remember. I barely remember that at all.
I want to say that my mom worked for the Whalers.
Really?
Yeah, honestly.
My godmother worked at the Whaler store. So she had like all the, all that stuff.
I wonder if they knew each other.
That would be cool.
Because honestly, my mom was at the Oilers.
Okay.
My mom worked at the Oilers when she was in Ohio, and then she moved over to the Whalers. Now, if for anybody who's from Connecticut, the Whalers stadium, is it still standing?
Well, we didn't have a stadium. Remember, it was in a mall. They called it the mall.
No,
it was at the Hartford Civic Center.
Yeah, it was in the Hartford Civic Center.
Oh, no. I don't think that was ever. Was that a thing? When I was growing up, we had to go to the Hartford Civic Center. It was just in a mall.
Okay. Well, I need to Google this then, because I remember growing up distinctively and remembering there being a hockey rink with a whale on the top of it. So
God, I don't remember
that
at all. One of us could be. I have no idea. You could totally be right. Oh my.
Us Connecticutians.
Us nutmeggers. Anyway, welcome to a wonderful episode of I Hear Voices. I'm very excited because we are officially, speaking of sports and sports metaphors, officially in the Elite Eight now. We are in round two.
Wow.
Of our super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. We're here.
We are forging ahead. I mean, the people that have been with us for a while listening to this show, they know just how committed we've been as judges and as co-hosts to get to this point. Any milestone that we have on the show, I feel like is a really big win for, you know, you, me, the whole team. Even you as listeners, you know, I feel like,
you
really are invested in whatever the outcome of this is going to be for somebody. And we just want to thank you for that. Thank you.
Absolutely. And to keep the thank yous going, of course, every week we like to thank everybody who helped to make this possible for us, including Prime Video, who helped us out with a bunch of stuff over there with the people at Critical Role. Don't forget season two of Vox Machina is for download. Now, I say this every week, check it out, not just because the guest stars are amazing. I'm on that show. But also because it truly is a gorgeous animated series. So go check that out. And of course, our wonderful parent company at iHeart, who made everything possible for us, and the good people over there at CESD, which, you know, one of the prizes is signing to. And every time we talk to an actor about how that's one of the prizes, they're like, are you kidding me? You win an agency contract? I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, but not just an agency. It's like CESD has been around forever. Long, long time.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, in the VO game, I've literally been with William Morris's VO department like didn't fail, but they changed hands and like everyone got thrown. That's when I went to see ESD the first time. And generally speaking, CSD is like really who you want to start your career with.
Yeah. If you can, they're great. So this is amazing. And we are, you know, the first 16 were great. We had some weeks where it was so difficult to pick who was going to move on. It was crushing to us to have to say goodbye to certain people because they were just so good, but somebody was better.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, I think that's why, I mean, to our credit, we're doing a really great job because, and our adjudicators are doing wonderful jobs as well.
I'll say.
They really are. And we're also getting to know them a little bit. So it still has like a little bit of an interview aspect to it. Are you friendly with our judge today?
I am. I've worked with this man for many, many years. He and I did Thundercats together back in the day. He started as an animator and an artist. Wow. So, I mean, he would come in and I mean, like on the original Thundercats, this guy was bringing in artwork while we were recording. That was amazing. But one of the reasons we brought him here today is because you hear this man all the time doing all different ad reads, which is what this round is going to be about. And we will explain it all when we get there because we said we were looking for a completely well-rounded voice actor. And as voice actors, did you get it?
Oh, Christy killed a bug. Nice. Good for you. I'm sorry. I had to kill a bug.
Good for you. No, that was a good snack. That was a good one. But no, so we said we want a well-rounded voiceover actor. And what we do a lot of times as voiceover actors, the vast majority of the auditions we do are ad reads. So,
I mean, I got to be honest. Have you done ad reads before?
I have.
Yeah,
I absolutely have. Oh, are you not? Christy's knocking everything over. The bug is coming back to haunt you. That's what's happening. Oh, it's so funny.
I give up.
Oh, no, I have done plenty of ad reads. That's, you know, you read them in bulk and you get there and it's really can be an amazing aspect of the career of a voiceover actor. And some of the biggest voiceover actors in the world, including this man we have today, are, I'm going to let him tell you some of the campaigns that he's done because you have heard this man over and over again. Christy, do you want to tell people who's here today?
Jim Meskimen, guys. Jim Meskimen's coming in.
Let's bring him in. I can't wait.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. And this is Christy Carlson Romano here.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Christy.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are here for a little background, Jim, because then we want to get into, you know, you and what you're doing. But so you are going to be our first judge adjudicator of round two of the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. So we had 4,500 entries around. Wow. And we narrowed it down to the final 16, the Sweet 16. Okay. And we did the first round. They played a game called By the Numbers, which our guest, through numbers that they picked randomly, created a character that they then had to read lines of dialogue in the created character that was instantly made in front of them. So it was all about, you know, funny voices and the kind of animation side of something. Okay. But since we're looking for a perfectly well-rounded voice actor to become one of our colleagues, round two is called Extry, Read All About It. And it is all going to be ad reads. And one of the reasons that we really wanted you here is because you have been the voice of many different campaigns. You've done ad reads all over the place. So if you could first tell us a little bit about the video game animation side of your career, because that has been amazingly impressive.
Well, and I'm also fangirling. I'm fangirling about Big Door Prize. Because I've watched you on that and I love you on it. So thank you for entertaining me on that.
I'm glad you like it. That's great. It's a new series on Apple TV, The Big Door Prize. Yeah, we just got finished filming season two about 2 weeks ago.
Your character is wonderful. I love your character.
Thanks. I get to play Chris O'Dowd's father, so that's a great pleasure.
I was like, there's a noticeable different dialect in interviewing right now.
Whenever I talk about Chris O'Dowd, I like to evoke the great Chris O'Dowd because he's charming, much more charming than I am. So it'd be, you know, you'd be well positioned to invite him to your show sometime.
We'd love to, but the thing, so I mean, just the accent right there, one of the things, the Jim Preston stuff that you do, and the stuff you are doing right now on the social media machine with the just reading different, is it your daughter who comes in and says, hey, it's your daughter.
Yeah,
who,
that's my daughter, Taylor, who's also a voice actress and an audiobook narrator, but she helps me with the social media. So we think up things to do to throw out there. I'm glad you like it.
It's incredible. So I don't know if you've seen it, Christy, but somebody, he'll be reading like, you know, a manual for a new tool or something like that. But then you just hear his daughter throwing in like, now do it from New York. Now do it Irish. Now do it. And he's just switching from one to the other after. It is truly incredible thing to watch. It really is.
Jim,
it is a masterclass.
Right?
Yeah. Jim Prescience. It's great.
Okay. Jim Prescience. Yeah.
All right. I'm following you now. And I think I have seen them come up on my algorithm. And I think that's so great that your daughter's also in the biz and you guys are collaborating in that way. I think that's so, it's also, you know, we started this pod so that we could really, pull up the curtain on what it's like to have a community, you know, supporting one another in the VO world. And like, we're trying to extend that into a new opportunity for someone. And I mean, you know, that's just great that you're bringing awareness to the joys of all this to everybody.
Yeah. I'm a very lucky guy. I have, My family supports me so much, and it's encouraging. My daughter, I got her into doing audiobook little roles years ago when she was just a kid. And so she's grown up around a microphone, and now she's in front of it all the time.
I could get behind that. You know, Will, I always talk about how I probably wouldn't put my girls on camera. But
voiceover would be, oh yeah,
voiceover. Okay,
that would be that would be phenomenal.
Thanks,
and
Jim, for the inner child healing. Bill me later.
Anytime.
And I get to see Jim quite often and randomly because his mom and I are actually neighbors.
Why are you neighbors with everybody?
Because it's the easiest. Yeah, it is a long street. That's a good way to say it, because it's a long street. That's true. So, Jim, can you tell us a little bit about some of the major campaigns that you've done when it comes to these huge national chains and kind of the ad reads that you do?
Well, this really was kind of the very beginning of my career, which I started in New York City, which is a big ad town and a big radio town. And when I started off, it was doing, radio ads for different campaigns. And many companies are still in business from that time. But this is a long time ago. It's in the 80s. And I kept very, very busy doing TV and radio campaigns of various sorts. I mean, everything, toothpaste and cars and, you know, fast food. And
I was going to say, not just fast food. You were the voice of KFC. You're the colonel forever, weren't you?
Well, I am the colonel.
That's what I meant. That's what
I still
it's like
am. Unless you've heard something.
They've had a lot of different on-camera colonels as like a publicity stunt lately, haven't they? They did like something like that. Yeah, for Super Bowl or...
Yeah, they recently changed agencies. They were with Wieden and Kennedy, which is the people that originally hired me. And I'd worked with him before on a voiceover campaign for Sony. And they were looking for a colonel. And I grew up listening to and seeing the colonel on TV. And so that voice is one that I just can't even erase out of my head. Plus the viewpoint and the character itself is rather indelibly tied to my own destiny. So I felt like, you know, I've got a good leg up on this, and they were nice enough to hire me. Now, during that campaign that Wieden and Kennedy did, they had first hired Daryl Hammond to portray the colonel.
Okay.
And he did, I think, about a year's worth. And then for one reason or another, they did not rehire Daryl Hammond. I think there was a problem of some kind, scheduling or who knows what. So they decided, we better go with another celebrity. And they got into this, as I understand it, this sequence of, maybe it's just that the colonel changes every year or every 6 or 8 months and he becomes a different celebrity and we keep people guessing, which I thought was pretty clever. So they had Jim Gaffigan and they had Norm MacDonald and they had George Hamilton and Reba McEntire and probably 6 or 7 others that I missed. But all during that time, they also did more different, I mean, so many different marketing arms to KFC. And so I found my niche doing the ones that did not feature the on-camera colonel so much, but had, you know, some radio applications or other social media applications. And so they've kept me pretty busy. And I'm really grateful because there aren't a ton for me anymore of opportunities in that space like there used to be. So it's very nice and I enjoy it.
Oh man, I just watched a video not too long ago about with you actually going through the drive-through at KFC and ordering as the Colonel, which asking about the spicy chicken sandwich, which is just so great.
Spicy chicken sandwich, and which kind I should get because they have a variety of flavors.
The thing that I do is on my own, just on my own time and my own. Probably
not
my own
for content.
Yeah, for content. Once a week, I make an archival phone call, you know, as if it's an unearthed phone recording of Colonel Sanders talking to some other celebrity. So I've got a ton of those on my YouTube channel.
Oh, everybody, please go check that out. And we will make sure that we get those out there to make sure everybody knows where to find you.
Honestly, Will, he's the best. We couldn't have anyone better for this.
I told you to start round two. I was like, Jim Meskimen has to be the first one we have to start round two. I told you, it's perfect.
Will knows the way to do it. Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. Let's get into it.
Thank you.
Well, it's been fun. I'm sorry I have to leave, but nice.
No!
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
So what we're going to do, if it's okay with you, Jim, is we're going to bring in our two contestants. We bring them in one at a time.
Oh, okay.
And we've given them each, they have two essentially fake ad reads that they're going to have to do, two radio spots. So they'll do one of them will come in and do one radio spot. And then if it's okay with you, we give them some notes. They, give them a little bit of direction and they do it again. And then we bring in the other contestant. They do it. They'll do that for two rounds. And then the third round is a cold read. It is an ad that neither of them have seen yet and we'll have to kind of do on the spot. If for some reason we get to the point where we are saying, wow, they are too close to call who's going to win, we go to the Christy Romano tiebreaker challenge. And we will not even tell you what it is this time. It's going to be a lot of fun if we have to get there, but we will see. So we always take whichever contestant is here first. And our first contestant, we are welcoming back, who killed it in the first round. We are welcoming back Hannah from Alabama. So if we could bring Hannah in, that would be great. Hannah Bama's coming in.
Hannah Bama. We got to have cute, now that there's only eight, we have to have like cute little like monikers for them or something, that, you know?
Hannah-Bama works for me.
Hannah-Bama. Yeah,
that's good marketing right there.
We got to brand every contestant when they come on. There she is.
Hello. It's Hannah-Bama.
You're Hannah-Bama now, Hannah. How are you?
I'm well. How are y'all?
We're good. Welcome back. Congratulations on making it once again to the Elite Eight trademark. And I hope that you are ready for round two, which is titled Extry Extry, Read All About It. So we are going to do straight ad reads this time.
Sounds good.
No games like last time, no picking numbers, no doing everything, anything like that. We're just going to see your chops when it comes to your regular ad read stuff. Ooh. I'd like to introduce you to one of the best and hardworking voiceover actors in the entire industry, Jim Meskimen, who is our adjudicator for this episode and will be helping us out. He is the voice of the Colonel at KFC and eight trigillion other things.
Oh, my God.
So and this also is Big Door Prize.
Big Door Prize. This is the best.
Yeah. Actor, many things.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's. Oh yeah. We didn't even get into that. We can get into that later. We're talking. You know, Apollo 13. He's been in everything. Yeah. So
we can. Hannah right now.
About Hannah-Bama right now. So Hannah, just very quickly, are you ready? Do you have the two lines we sent you?
I've got the two lines. I must comment on one thing. I see that hockey stick behind you.
You do?
I do. I play hockey too, so.
Do you really? This is from the Hartford Whalers. This is an old school. I'm back in my hometown of Connecticut. So this is the Hartford Whalers.
Oh, that's so cool.
I appreciate that. You were here first, but we are going to say a quick hello to our contestant number two. And we will be back to you for round one and line one, Hannah-Bama. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you in a bit. And now we are going to be welcoming back, contestant number two. Christy, what should we call him? Dylan from Louisiana. What should we...
Dylan? Oh, gosh. He's from Lafayette.
Right.
Dylan?
Laughing Dylan?
DeLaffy.
Oh, wow. We will work on marketing that name a little bit more because
that's the bad version, as they say in the writer's room.
Hey, Dylan, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, he's got a moniker, Dylan Duck.
Dylan Duck. Yeah. I love it. That's what we're using. You are Dylan Duck. How are you, Dylan?
I'm doing just fine. I'm excited to be here. Got a little bit of the pre-show jitters, but I'm ready to rock and roll.
That's okay. The day you're no longer nervous is the day you've been in the industry too long. That's how I always look at it. So welcome back. Congratulations once again on making it to the Elite Eight. And we're all about ad reads today. So as I was telling your other fellow contestant there, you know, the games are done. The fun kind of picking numbers, all that's finished. And we're just going to be seeing your chops
anymore.
When it comes to... It can still be fun, Christy. But seeing your chops when it comes to ad read, I'd like to introduce you to Jim Meskimen, who is one of the best voiceover people in the business. He has been the voice of a ton of different things on camera, you name it. This is the best judge we could possibly have asked for round one, and he's going to be helping us out today. So are you all set with your lines of dialogue?
Yes, I do.
All right. Sounds good, Dylan. We are going to be back with you in just a second. We take people as they come, and contestant number one was first. So we will come back in just a minute to start round two, which we are calling Extry Extry, Read All About It. So we'll see you in a bit.
See you in a minute.
See you in a bit, Dylan Duck. All right, everybody. We ready? Here we go. We're going to start with round one, and we are going to be bringing Hannah back in. Hey, Hannah.
Hello. Hello.
We are all super excited to see what you can do. And just remember, like a straight ad read, if you could read line one for us at your pleasure.
All righty. We take 12 ounces of fresh lean beef, lay it over an open flame, then cover it with a blanket of cheddar cheese, bacon, and jalapenos. Then we put it down for the night on a bed of hot and crispy French fries. Good luck falling asleep. The new nightmare burger, only from Burger Place. Sweet dreams.
The nightmare burger.
I like it. Jim, do you have any notes?
You know, I think that was a lovely read. The thing about voiceover and all performance, in my opinion, is, you know, it's an art form. There's no right or wrong. So I think the choices that you made were good. I had not seen the script ahead of time, so it took me by surprise. I was trying to figure out a little bit more about the copy, I think.
You're like, where is this going?
Yeah. I'm like, good luck going to sleep. I'm like, that's an odd way to try to sell your food. But now, then I realized, oh, yeah.
This is all me.
Yeah.
Okay. That explains it, right, Jim?
You'll probably sleepwalk tonight.
Yeah. Or have a lot of acid reflux.
Yeah. I liked it. You know, I would say from a professional's viewpoint, what you will discover to your own displeasure, I'm sure, is that they would probably have you do that copy quite a bit quicker, right?
Sure.
Which I'm sure you could do. So the trick is always to put the nuance and the feeling that you have when you're describing those things into a more compressed, condensed form. But for the point of this contest, of course, the clock is not really running. So yeah, I think that was a lovely read, and I'd actually like to hear you. You are going to do it again, aren't you?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
That's the way I'm familiar with the contest, but yeah. So I look forward to hearing it again.
Jim, okay. I would disagree too, and I would say that the clock is running. We do want to see her be able to go into a booth the second she wins, right, and work. Mm-hmm. So 60 seconds, if they're hiring you and they need you to do it faster, we need it, you know, what is it, 30-second spot, 15-second spot. How does that work, Jim? Is it 15 seconds sometimes?
30, 60.
And six seconds as well.
Wow.
Super fast.
Instagram. I've done Colonel stuff that is just like, I'm going to try to throw the sandwich. It's just.
That may have to be if there was a tiebreaker today, that may have to be what we do.
Exactly.
I agree. I think we should try to do it as quickly and as speech friendly as possible. I think you misspoke a word. I heard place instead of palace. And so
it's Burger Palace.
It is.
So just make sure. Yeah. I think accuracy is definitely a part of this.
Plus if you're going in to sell a specific product, and you certainly in the audition don't want to mispronounce the name of the place that's selling the product.
That is totally fair.
So that was going to be one of my notes. I agree with both of the other ones. I think a little quicker. And I think I'd like to hear one. Sometimes people, and sometimes this works, and it was a great first take, I thought. But sometimes people, when they are reading ad copy, tend to put on an ad copy voice. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we take 6 pounds. And that can work. And a lot of times that's going to get you the gig. Sometimes people are going to say, let me just hear it in your natural voice. So instead of kind of putting on ad read voice, which we have that take, and I think that take was good.
Okay.
Let's try the second take a little quicker and maybe just a little more of your natural voice and see what that sounds like.
Perfect. All right.
And then, so at your pleasure, please.
We take 12 ounces of fresh, lean beef, lay it over an open flame, then cover it with a blanket of cheddar cheese, bacon, and jalapenos. Then we put it down for the night on a bed of hot and crispy French fries. Good luck falling asleep. The new Nightmare Burger, only from Burger Palace. Sweet dreams.
I thought that was great. Thank you so much, Hannah Bama. We'll be right back with you.
Oh, love her.
A lot of personality, not afraid to laugh, and it sounded sincere.
That was great, right? I loved the little some of the ad libs that were in there, and kind of the laughing at the end. I thought that was a great second take.
Agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are
cool.
The best of the best. Now I'm remembering why these people won.
Why they made it? Because again, it's like, the little
take direction. They know they have a good microphone setup. Like, oh boy, this is for real.
Hey, what do they win? I mean, do you actually get them?
Oh, have we not told you this, Jim? Oh, geez, Jim. So our winners get flown out to Los Angeles to have lunch with Christy and I. They win $1,000. They win a session with Emmy Award-winning directors Sam Riegel and Mary McGlynn from Critical Role, and they sign with CESD for a year.
Get out of here.
They sign with CESD for a year. Yep. So
it's a very hard agency to get into.
Yeah. This is very legit. So we had a lot of people help us with this contest. So we're trying to find the best of the best because they're signing with the best of the best.
Can I enter this contest?
I think one of the rules was you can never have been signed by an agent before, Jim. So I think seeing as you've had kind of a career to this point, you might not be able to. So
it's not very generous. Yeah, you're right. Ungracious. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I love it. But man, we're going to find somebody. So if we can bring Dylan back in and see what Dylan can do with our Burger Palace spot. Hey, Dylan.
Hey.
Let's just jump right into it, see what your instincts are. Line number one, please, at your pleasure.
We take 12 ounces of fresh, lean beef, lay it over open flame, then cover it with a blanket of cheddar cheese, bacon, and jalapenos. Then we put it down for the night on a bed of hot and crispy French fries. Good luck falling asleep. The new Nightmare Burger, only from Burger Palace. Sweet dreams.
Jim, any notes?
Very nice. Again, this is a TV spot or a radio spot. I think it'll probably, you know, if you were hired for such a thing, you'd have to probably pick up the pace a little bit more.
Okay.
While making it sound natural.
Natural.
So it, to fit into the, you know, the arbitrary designation of 15 or 30 or whatever it happens to be, plus they've got other effects and bumpers and legal and who knows what that has to also share the same space. So probably for the purposes of sounding like a commercial, which I don't know, may not actually be what we're going for here, but you want to tighten it up a little bit. I'm guarantee that they would ask you to do that because it seems to be a default kind of direction to, could you do it a little faster? I've heard it for the last 35 years and I don't think it's going to ever stop. So that's all I would say. I mean, you're finding what you're finding in it. And, you know, it's a script about burgers.
Yeah.
The one thing I guess that you could take a look at, and again, this is an art form. There's no right or wrong way. Absolutely no right or wrong way, right? Mm-hmm. It is your creation and your decision. And you make a great choice. Some other actor makes a great choice. And they decide, well, let's go with this great choice. There's infinite variety. But you can always think about something in terms of like a story that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Has a bit of an arc. There's a progress of the idea of what's happening. You know, first you do this, then you do this, and then you do this. You know, I don't know. It's just a sequence. There's no, again, no right or wrong way to do it. But it's something to think of. Well, what's the first part? What's the second part? And how does it all wrap up? You know, as if it was a story, you know, or something like that. Something to look at if it helps. If it doesn't, I would jettison it. But that's just like a something I think of when I'm working with scripts and or when I'm directing.
Gotcha.
Christy?
I definitely think pacing would have to be up at least 50%, energy maybe even 80%. But when I say energy, I think I'm like wanting to crave the burger. I may be sounding less like the actor's approach that Jim knows how to take, and I might be sounding more like a client. but I definitely want to crave the burger more by using more of like language that almost feels a little bit more alluring about the, you know, the product that you're selling.
It's a nightmare burger.
Or you could do something different in that it is a nightmare burger and you could play with it being a scary burger because you have bass in your voice. So what do you think, Jim, about making bold choices like that? Because we've seen bold choices done when we created animated characters in our last round.
I'm in favor of bold choices because I think what cuts through, I mean, at the end of the day, clients, whether they know it or not or can articulate it or not, what they want is something that cuts through and attracts our attention. So if it's the same sort of delivery, I just don't think it works. They may feel confident and more safe choosing that person, but you can wrap your head around a million different ways. I think it's always safe to be decisive in your choices. Mm-hmm. and to just own it, you know, and not feel like you have to sound like every other freaking radio commercial you've ever heard in your life.
Right. So definitely faster for me, that we both concur. But then in terms of making a bolder choice, I don't know. I leave it to Will. Will, what do you think?
I have nothing to add to that. I think that's exactly right. I think because we're kind of all saying the same thing. Definitely needs to be quicker, but that's easy. Yeah. Then it's just a matter of how do you want to do it? And sometimes, as exactly what Jim's saying, it's a strange business. Sometimes reading it exactly how you think it should be read will get you the job. And sometimes reading it a way that nobody else has thought about reading it is what gets you the job. It's a strange kind of world. So we have one that way. and I don't think it was a bad read. Again, could have been a little faster, but I like kind of the sultry, you get the kind of almost don't bother me, I'm eating kind of aspect from it, like the Carl's Jr. kind of thing. And that works. I mean, obviously it works for many companies, but let's see if you take a different tact with it, what would happen.
Sure.
So your next read,
for the Nightmare Burger being something
switch
else.
It up, okay. do whatever you want and see what happens. I'm a fan of, if you're going to hit the wall anyway, run into it full speed. That's how I look at it. So
go for it, Dylan.
Take two, Dylan, at your pleasure.
We take 12 ounces of fresh lean beef, lay it over open flame, then cover with a blanket of cheddar cheese, bacon, and jalapenos. Then we put it down for the night on a bed of hot and crispy French fries. Good luck falling asleep. The new Nightmare Burger, only from Burger Palace. Sweet dreams.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back with you.
Nice adjustment. That's fun.
Thank you.
That was fun.
I thought it was fun too.
Took a hard right there. That was
he did, which is kind of what we asked him to do. He did it on the spot. Now, Jim, we always kind of do this just for our own edification to keep it kind of straight in our head. Is there anybody for you that after the first round stands out that they're a bit ahead?
Yeah. I mean, I do agree that Hannah Bama had seemed to have a little more coloration. Just a little more. She'd made more choices.
Okay.
That I thought supported the script. So just on that level, she's a little more confident, you know, that shows, because, you know, that second read she did had a lot of just nice special nuance. And I, you know, again, it's arbitrary. I liked her read. I liked what she did with it. I also liked the adjustment that that the other guy, whose name escapes me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm on there.
Dylan
Duck. Dylan made a really nice adjustment. Also would have gotten my attention if I was in my car driving along. It would have made me think about it a little bit. So they're just like, you know, they both have their merits. They both.
Well, let's move to the second round then. Like,
and I don't disagree with you, frankly. Right? Nobody jumped out at me for the first round. I thought they both made good adjustments. I thought the reads were natural. Right. I thought they both picked up the pace the second time. Mm-hmm. I think that's good. So, let's go back to Hannah Bama and we'll see what the line two brings us.
All right.
Hey, Hannah.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. We are moving to line number two.
Sounds good.
And again, no anything yet. Just jump in there and let's see what you do.
Perfect.
At your pleasure.
When I'm looking for a new vehicle, only one word comes to mind. Safety. Well, safety and reliability. Oh, and roomy. With all of my kids, I need the space. Yeah, so one word. Safety, reliability, roomy. Safety, reliaroomy? Is that a thing? Well, it is with the new Callon V Mist. The Callon V Mist, the most safety, reliaroomy new SUV on the market. Yeah, it's a thing now.
Cool.
Jim?
I had a little trouble with this one just in terms of that word roomy, which ran together with the other word. The first time I heard it, I didn't understand and then I caught on, okay, it's roomy. And then what's the name of the vehicle? That's a made-up vehicle name, right?
It is, of course. It's the Callon V Mist. Yes, this is all my... We can't use real products, Jim. So my name's not even Will on this podcast. It's Rick, just in case.
And you're in a secure location, right? Somewhere.
I am.
Yeah. So what was the name of the car? Sorry.
The Callon V Mist.
Okay, Callon V Mist. Okay. Yeah, I got the mood very well of, adding on all that and that sort of sequence. I did have trouble with just diction on those difficult words. First of all, the roomy, because roomy kind of ran together with, I think you said something like, on roomy. And then I didn't know what that meant because it didn't separate out enough. I think that since it becomes a big part of the script, the word roomy. So I think in the beginning, if I was the advertising wonk who was directing this, I would say we need to billboard roomy a little bit more and say, oh, and roomy would be one solution. Doesn't have to be the only solution. So, because I the first big hunk of that line, I was like, what did I just hear? So I just didn't quite get that word. As easy to fix as far as the delivery and the mood and the style, I thought, yeah, it's terrific. Great choice.
Thank you.
I think that the articulation will help sell it better. I think that we do. It is interesting. I never thought about it this way. We dance this fine line of authenticity with our voices, but also with like this like strange sense of professionalism in the articulation of the words, which I think you've already kind of got the training in. And I forget, do you have theater background? Is that, I forgot.
Actually, no, I have more opera background than anything. Okay. So.
So I think with opera, from what I remember, I was training a little bit for that. And so much of, you know, the way that you're positioning your mouth will get the sound out in a particular way, you know?
Yes.
So it's the same here. But I think with the points at which you choose to articulate, like those kinds of things, making it more sing-songy, but also hitting those consonants and those things.
Right.
I personally have had luck in any time I've booked ab reads. You know, I think that helps personally.
Sure.
So if you want to try to feel that out a little bit more, I'll pick up wherever Jim was kind of mentioning that. So
sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say the speed was good, but now enunciate the words. And okay. Let's make sure you're bracketing the product. And other than that, I'd love to just see, hear another take.
Sure thing.
So anytime you would like to go, at your pleasure.
When I'm looking for a new vehicle, only one word comes to mind. Safety. Well, safety and reliability. Oh, and roomy. With all of my kids, I need the space. Yeah, so one word. Safety, reliability, roomy. Safety, reliaroomy? Is that a thing? Well, it is with the new Callon V Mist. The Callon V Mist. The most safety, reliaroomy new SUV on the market. Yeah, it's a thing now.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back with you, Hannah.
Thank you.
I thought that second take to me sounded like young mom wanting the vehicle. I could hear that while driving in my car. Like I wouldn't, there are times where you do hear some ads in your car or on Instagram, something like that, where you go, ooh, who voiced that? That was really strange. Where this one I thought sounded very natural. So that was, I thought that second, she really took the notes and really enunciated. And I thought that second take was great.
Yeah, very, very understandable.
Christy?
Oh, I think that we could have done a take three and she would have totally nailed it. Because I think from what she was choosing to do with her pronunciation, I thought she nailed that part, but she lost a little bit of the relatability from the first one. Like she didn't have as much fun. But I think that she's in the pocket and I think she's a pro. I think she's a pro.
Yeah, she really is. She really seems like she knows what she's doing. Very natural.
Yeah.
Let's bring Dylan back in and see what he does with the Callon V Mist, the newest SUV on the market.
Callon V Mist.
Hey, Dylan, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you. We are moving on to line number two.
All righty.
And, we don't like to get in your head before we see what you can do. So go ahead and whatever you'd like, at your pleasure.
You got it. When I'm looking for a new vehicle, only one word comes to mind. Safety. Well, safety and reliability. Oh, and roomy. With all of my kids, I need the space. Yeah, so one word. Safety, reliability, roomy. Safety, reliaroomy? Is that a thing? Well, it is with the new Callon V Mist. The Callon V Mist. The most safety, reliaroomy new SUV on the market. Yeah, it's a thing now.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. Jim, any notes?
Good diction, good performance. It occurred to me when you're reading this that this sounds like a script that would be more likely to be read by a female because of the kids reference.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not your fault, just an observation. I mean, you can't help it. I actually liked all your choices. I think at the end, there's a little missed opportunity with that last safety, the triumvirate of descriptors. That last time you mention it, you might put a little, you know, something on it.
Sure.
Just kind of like, here's that crazy word again, kind of the thought. But that's just a missed opportunity that you could easily repair in subsequent takes. But you had many other opportunities that you did not miss that I thought were great. You gave us a viewpoint and a feeling and humor when it was appropriate. And yeah, I thought you did very well.
Thank you.
Christy?
I think you did good. Personally, I think for this next take, I think we want to, I think the pacing was really good. I think you definitely learned from the first round. But see, I think that if you're given something, especially on the contest, you have to make the most of it for the sake of, you know, when you're in the audition space, you really can't, you just have to make it your own, no matter what you're given. So I would think that if you would have to make this work, right, and say that, you know, I have a lot of kids, they'd probably have babies crying and they'd have, like, you know, stuff in the background for this to kind of be sold by your voice. So this would be like, you know, a modern dad that has a wife that goes to work. So you're stressed out, you're tired. I still think that even though it's an ad read, that you're still a character,
yeah,
right? Like, I still think you have to approach it and read it within the world and make it believable. So if you're reading that he has kids and he's got all these kids and they all got to fit into this car and oh my God, and you know that the pacing needs to be fast, then I think you do need to inject it with some emotion.
Gotcha.
So that it really, like what Jim was saying, that it impinges upon the listener. And so, yeah, that's my two cents on that. So maybe try to think about who this person is and the stresses of needing this car, and this car is the solution to all these freaking kids.
Gotcha.
That's my two cents.
I thought it was good. I liked your read. I thought the pacing was good. I think, bracket the funny words, jazz hands the funny words if you can. But other than that, I thought it was good. And let's, give it another take and see what you can do with it.
You got it.
At your pleasure.
When I'm looking for a new vehicle, only one word comes to mind. Safety. Well, safety and reliability. Oh, and roomy. With all my kids, I need the space. Yeah, so one word. Safety, reliability, roomy. Safety, reliability, roomy? Is that a thing? Well, it is with new Callum V Mist. The Callum V Mist. The most safety, reliable, roomy new SUV on the market. Yeah, it's a thing now.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back with you, Dylan.
Thank you.
His first take was better. I think we got into his head too much.
Yeah.
I thought the first natural take was the better way to go, frankly. I think he was a little too frantic on the second one. But I thought his first take was great, frankly.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
I don't know if I thought it was great, though. I mean, look, I think personally, I think Hannah's acting it for me. So I think she feels, I think they're both really good. Obviously, they wouldn't have made it this far, but I do think that she's more comfortable in the room, it feels like. No? Does anybody?
Yeah, I don't disagree, but I thought his first take was the male version of her take. I thought it was a very natural read. I thought his first take was a very natural read. And sometimes your first take is the best one because you're not in your head. You're not thinking about anything anyone said to you. You're just reading it how you hear it. And I thought it was natural. I think, so far I would say she probably is the more natural of the two. That being said, I thought his second round was pretty close to her second round.
Really?
I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did. I thought, because again, it's difficult when you do, like Jim said, I mean, the copy does sort of lend itself to a female voice. So you might kind of hear that in your head a little bit going in. It sounds a little more like a mom read. So when there's a man doing it, it might not sound quite as natural, but I thought he made it sound natural. So I think the first time.
Yeah, I guess so.
And that's one of the things that happens is sometimes you go in and you read for stuff that you're not right for. So you do it a completely different way because you're like, what the hell? This is a free swing. You know, there was holding on the play, so I get a free play down the field, and you take a shot, and I thought frankly it was pretty good, so we'll see.
Right.
I think we're getting there.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day, and a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment.
take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day, whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade. At The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with The Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out The Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We will bring Hannah back in for line question. Number three. Yeah, Jim.
No question. So it seems to me, in just contest wise, mm-hmm. there's a little bit of an advantage if Hannah always starts. It seems like you'd want to stagger that a little bit.
We can totally do that. We can. I don't have a problem with that at all. We can easily bring Dylan back. Let's bring Dylan back. I got no problem with that. Hey, Dylan.
Hey,
so as you know, we are going to jump into line number three now, and mm-hmm. we're switching up who's going first, who's going second. So we're bringing you right back in, and much like last round, this is going to be a cold reading. So the way that we gave you the third character last time out of nowhere, the line of dialogue, we're going to do the same this time. And mm-hmm. if you look at your chat,
okay,
you should be able to see it should pop up here any second.
Yep, I can see it.
You got it. And take, mm-hmm. why don't you take a little time, and then when you're ready, go ahead and give it a shot.
Seriously, what would I do with all the money? I don't even know. Vacation? Quit my job? The sky's the limit. I just know I'm going to keep playing. The Fredonia State Lottery. You probably won't win, but what the hell? It's only a buck.
Nice. Jim, you got any notes?
You probably won't win because you've been up all night because of that burger.
Because of the nightmare burger.
Yeah. And all those kids.
Why so many burgers and so many more Kalenvi mists.
Exactly. So I thought I lost the top, and it may have been a glitch with the Zoom, frankly. Seriously, what would I do with all the money? Sounded like what to do with all the money. There was something missing in there, a syllable, and it may be a technical. But... I think it was a good read. Boy, you see copy like this all the time, and I can't say that I've ever, or not lately, booked anything like this. But I think I mentioned to you this before, that there's sort of a cycle of like, it's a sequence. So does it go somewhere? Does it keep building? And I would think on this one, maybe as a choice artistically, you could... build and get more excited as it goes along, so it's not all just one level, that's all, right. Or find a dip in it somewhere if you like. Again, now this is a cold read, so you didn't really plan ahead like that, but sometimes it's a good thing to do, as it's an art form. So but it made me laugh at the end for sure.
Christy,
I have no notes. I agree with what Jim said.
Okay.
I do too. I would say, again, cold reading. So I thought the first cold reading, for the first time you saw it, I thought it was great. I thought the energy was good. The pacing was good. I would say now that you know what you're doing and you've read it, maybe just find a couple peaks and valleys and, give us another take with it.
Seriously, what would I do with all the money? I don't even know. Vacation? Quit my job? The sky's the limit. I just know I'm going to keep playing. The Fredonia State Lottery. You probably won't win, but what the hell? It's only a buck.
That was great. We will be right back with you. Thanks, Dylan.
Thank you.
Good adjustment.
That was a great adjustment. I thought he was natural. He's got that kind of frantic voice, which is exactly what those state lottery kind of voiceovers always seem to sound like. We've all read for that stuff.
He has like a really good everyman voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
I think so too. And I think it's also it can be on the younger register or it can be deeper. And there's a nice kind of transition between the two, which is great.
That's true.
Let's bring Hannah Bama back and see what she can do with it. Hey, Hannah.
Hello, hello.
So we are going to be going into round three.
Okay.
And round three is going to be just like the last game we played, where you are now going to do a cold read.
Perfect.
So if you look up at your chat, we will be sending you a new piece of copy.
Okie dokie.
And we will go from there. We won't get in your head at all before you read it. We'll give you some time to read it, and then you can do with it as you will.
Seriously, what would I do with all the money? I don't even know. Vacation, quit my job, the sky's the limit. I just know I'm going to keep playing. The Fredonia State Lottery. You probably don't win, but what the hell? It's only a buck.
Jim?
Good. I like the acting. Fredonia, that's a little thing to repair there. And you said don't instead of won't to change the meaning a little bit. But, again, this is stuff that it's a cold read. So 100%, you probably have not seen the famous movie Duck Soup with the Marx Brothers, where the country of Fredonia.
I have.
You have. Okay. It's
yes.
Hail, hail, Fredonia.
Hail, Fredonia, land of the brave, and free.
Yes. I think that's what the gifted copywriter was.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
What I liked very much was that you did not cleave to the punctuation. You ran sentences together in a very natural way. You put seriously, what would I do with all the money, into one sentence instead of giving it a big seriously and giving it its own beat. I admire that. I think that's, I like to do away with those if it's appropriate. And I thought that you improved on the script by omitting those a couple of places. So, yeah, the only place where I felt sort of like bumpy was on that freaking name, which is completely unimportant, but which is right in front of us so we can see it.
Yes,
Christy?
I did have a bit of a lag spike there. I was like, oh, yeah.
That's okay.
I think what I've seen us come up against is people not really the seriously, like the exclamation. What is that called?
Exclamation point.
Exclamatory phrase.
Yeah, just the with the question mark towards the end of it, sort of. What would I do with all the money? I mean, I really don't want to line read, but I do think that it does seem like, because we talked about this being sort of almost like a build.
Okay.
Of excitement, that it seems like that would be like, you're asking me, what would I do with all the money? Oh my God, I don't even know. So I do think that you had a great natural flow to it that you still want to go with.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think we talked with her about building it.
We did not. But I think that we did during the contest. So it's like, Hannah, no, you're fine. But Hannah, you know, like in terms of it building, I think you could see that Jim had given a note before. Yeah.
Sure.
A shot.
I thought it was good. I think, I think now that you've seen it, maybe just hit some of the words that are there a little bit more, which they'd tell you just, hey, can you clean it up a little bit? You'd get that a lot.
Right.
That's a typical note. Hey, can you just clean it up for us? But I thought the pacing was good. Okay. And I thought the acting was good. And I think those are the two most important things. So just take another swing and see what happens.
All righty.
Go ahead. Anytime.
Seriously, what would I do with all the money? I don't even know. Vacation, quit my job. The sky's the limit. I just know I'm going to keep playing the Fredonia State Lottery. You probably won't win, but what the hell? It's only a buck.
I thought that was good. Again, the Fredonia is a no, but it doesn't. It really doesn't matter. It's a fictional place.
Yes.
So I thought the reading was good, and we'll be right back with you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, now we come to the big question. Do we believe that somebody has clearly won, or do we think we need to go to a tiebreaker challenge? Jim, I know you hate to judge. I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
Oh, I mean, it's so arbitrary, but they're very close in experience and in aptitude, it seems, and in, you know, performance chops. So it's like female voice, male voice. I think they both have there's a place for both of them for sure in the industry.
Gosh, this is so hard. And I was going to say her, and then you had mentioned Jim, maybe to put him first. And then I gave that an approach, a reapproach. And now I'm stuck.
No, I don't disagree. I think they both, and this is the thing that makes this so difficult. As we said from the beginning, the 16 people that made it to the finals could all be signed. Easily all be signed by agents, could all work, could all have jobs, and I think will if they pursue it. I think they're, especially with now after the pandemic, everything being remote, you don't have to be in LA. You don't have to do so. I easily see most of our contestants going on to have some sort of a career in the voiceover industry. Unfortunately, we set out to pick one. So
and this the is how we got to do it too.
Yeah. So the question is, I would not be upset, and I'm being totally honest, I would not be upset going to a tiebreaker challenge with these two, because I think they're both deserving of it. Some of them they both at different times made really interesting choices. They both took direction. They're both have a nice pipes. They both can act. Mm-hmm. They're checking the boxes that we're looking for. It's such a cliche, but it doesn't feel like there's going to be a loser this week. There's just going to be somebody who won. So I have no problem in going to a tiebreaker. Does anybody have a problem in going to a tiebreaker?
No.
To see who goes first, we're just going to flip a coin.
Okay.
I think that's going to be the best way to do it. So we're going to say heads is going to be Hannah and tails is going to be Dylan. Okay.
Sounds good.
Heads is Hannah, tails is Dylan. Heads. So Hannah is going first. So let's bring Hannah back in and break the horrible news to her. Hey, Hannah.
Hello.
Okay, so here's the thing. We are going to be totally honest. We're being honest with everybody going down the pipe here.
Sure.
You did amazing. Your fellow contestant did amazing. So
thank
we
you.
Are going to a tiebreaker challenge this
oh,
week.
Oh, boy. No pressure or anything.
No
Holy.
Pressure. So you will be getting another script in your chat.
All righty.
And I think you will recognize this as the wonderful, awful, terrible things you hear at the end of a, you know, a medicine, you know, some kind of
yes.
random pill. These are all the horrible side effects. I'm not going to tell you. None of us are going to tell you how to take this in any way, shape, or form. Do not
all
feel
right.
you have to match anything on television or anything you've heard. Do whatever you want with this. Just take it however you want to take it. And we will go from there. Everybody's going to read it once.
Okay.
And we're just going to see what you do with it.
May cause hives, rash, migraine, headaches, blurred vision, deafness, loss of taste or smell, memory loss, uncontrollable salivation, memory loss, flatulence, and death. Do not take if you are pregnant, know anyone who is pregnant, or have even met a pregnant person. Necessitol. Tell your doctor you need it now.
Thank you very much, Hannah. We'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
Memory loss is in there twice, you rascal.
Thank you very much. And now we will go and we will bring in Dylan. Hey, Dylan.
Hey.
So here's the thing. We are letting everybody know if this has been a very tough week. And believe it or not, round two is starting with a tiebreaker challenge.
Oh,
so we've sent you another little piece of copy there.
Got it. Let me go ahead
and give yourself some time. I think you'll recognize it as kind of one of those medical reads at the end of the different pill ads. Mm. Do not feel that you have to read it that way. Read it any way you choose to. Do whatever with it you want.
Okay. May cause hives, rash, migraine, headaches, blurred vision, deafness, loss of taste and smell, memory loss, uncontrollable salivation, memory loss, flatulence, and death. Do not take if you are pregnant, know anyone who is pregnant, or have ever met a pregnant person. Necessitol. Tell your doctor you need it now.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with you. So here's, I'm gonna
clear winner on that one.
I agree. And here's why, to me, I'll be honest with you. It has nothing to do with the read. It has to do with the time she took before she decided to jump into it.
Mm.
And I think that matters.
Actually, you noticed that a couple times with him. Yeah.
You know, and it's great that sometimes you just want to jump in, but she said, no, I need a moment. She took the time. She took her time with the copy. And because of that, it was a better read. And I think, frankly, that matters. That's my two cents.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. Yeah, it was a better read.
Okay.
You Christy? Know, it's a shame because we only had two guys in this contest.
I know. We only had two left.
And we are truly trying to be as fair as possible.
The women have been killing it.
Oh,
have
really?
Just yeah. been killing it.
That's interesting.
So we started with an equal number.
Yeah, we started with an equal number. Yeah, we did.
And are really close to it. Yeah, 4,500 people. We narrowed it down. We tried to be as you know, completely unbiased as we could. And the women have just been slamming it. I mean, really doing well. So it's a shame we're losing another guy. But she was great today. He was too. But that last round really decided it for me.
Yeah.
So why don't we bring Dylan back in and break the horrible news to him? I hate this part.
Not me. Not it.
I'll do it. Thanks, Christy. Hey, Dylan, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Well, look, we want to thank you so much. You have been doing so unbelievably well. It was really tough this week. It really was. Unfortunately, this is going to be as far as you're going in the contest. But you have done so... We've been talking about this, and this is one of the things we were saying to Jim. We truly believe, and we're not just saying this. This is not lip service. We truly believe that the full 16, not even that you made it to the top eight, but the full 16 could all be signed.
Hmm.
Certainly be signed by an agent, certainly work in the industry. So we definitely think that you got to keep going. Very good. You made some great choices today. Again, it went to a tiebreaker. It was that close.
Yeah.
So, Dylan, you've just been a wonderful contestant. Thank you so much. And please, please keep going because you're really, really good at this.
Oh, no, I will. And thank you very much for the opportunity. This has been a lot of fun.
Aw.
You're a gracious
Dylan.
Guy. Nice to meet you, Dylan.
Pleasure meeting you as well.
We will see you in the future in a booth, Dylan. I can guarantee you that's going to happen.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, my friend.
See you again.
See ya.
Bye, Dylan.
Later.
Oh, it sucks. I hate this so much.
Such a bummer. It's such a bummer.
I'm just in my head every time I do this, I just think to myself, at the end, we're going to get to give somebody a chance to sign with CESD and start their career. And that's going to be so much fun. But the getting there sucks. I hate it. But let's bring Hannah in.
You're very good at it. Everyone has been so gracious that like,
oh,
it's
they're
almost
so
like,
awesome.
Yeah.
They're so awesome.
We haven't had anyone cry yet. So
no. Oh God.
Okay.
I don't know what
I'll
I would
start,
do.
Hey, you know, well, Will, I got your back. I'll do the next round of disappointments.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
It's,
I will,
horrifying.
And then I won't be able to sleep, but I'll call you. In
exactly.
The night and
I haven't
you.
Slept since we started. Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
So we told you this has been a very, very tough week.
Yes.
It came down to the tiebreaker in the first round. And this was a really, really difficult one for us. And we just wanted to thank you so much for taking the time and for coming out. And you've been so good.
Absolutely.
And so really just thank you. And
thank
I hope you.
You
don't mind moving on to the next round because you are.
No.
So yeah.
Stop Sorry. That. You've done
it
twice to
me.
You
did it again.
I fall for it every time.
I know you fall for it. It's the best. I know. But no, this was
Mr. Fridelli, I have a bone to pick with you, sir.
I'm gonna be totally honest with you, Hannah. You did great this week, but so did your fellow contestant. And I'm just giving you a heads up, and I'm gonna give a heads up to everybody moving on. The competition is getting a lot stiffer.
Yes, it is.
So this was not a walk in the park for you. You did great. Don't get me wrong.
Thank
you did great, but so did your fellow contestant. This was really, really difficult. And we went to the tiebreaker, but you did a wonderful job. You really did. And we're super proud of you. And
Thank
you're
you.
The first one moving on to the final four.
Oh,
so
woo! Totally not
trademarked.
No, not at all. Exactly. No, this is, you're doing a great job. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
Take a breath.
Thank you so much.
We will get through round two and you will be on to the next round and going from there. So
thank
it's
you,
just
going to
keep
Christy.
The competition's getting tougher, Hannah.
You
it's getting tougher.
It, Hannah Bama. Go to the next round. Go
we'll see you next time, Hannah Bama.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh man, did you see that? She just touched her chest before she signed off. She was like,
That makes it feel better. That makes it feel better.
Oh, what
this
a sweetheart.
Is the worst. It's getting difficult because we also know
all
them
of our
better.
Candidates.
Oh, yeah, I do too. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today. We're sorry that we didn't know we were putting you on the spot with all the judging.
Oh, no problem. I'll go back and I'm sure it's all over the initial email you sent me, but I apologize if I put a
this is why we don't skim, Jim. Before we go, can you let everybody out there know where they can find you, where they can follow your stuff and any new projects you have coming out?
I followed you.
Thank you. Yes. Social media at Jimpressions. I'm working on the new live Jimpressions show right now. And on TV, on Apple TV in the Big Door Prize, which is streaming now. And gosh, I guess that's and then JimMeskimen.com if you really want to contact me and get on my mailing list and all that stuff.
I love that. Well, I was telling Christy beforehand how you were bringing in all that awesome Thundercats stuff before we actually even worked together on Thundercats.
That's
so
right.
It was so cool.
Yeah, that's right. I've done a couple of iterations of that show. I'm sure there'll be more.
Oh, God, I hope so, because it's such a rich world.
Well,
but we could talk about that the whole
time. You
were
a great Lino.
Oh, God, I appreciate that, Jim. It was so awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You, again, I know we might have thrown a curveball at you, but we could not. When we were going into the second round, they said, you know, who do the judges do you want? And you were the first name I picked.
Oh, nice. I appreciate it.
Because you're so good at this. And I needed you to help us get into the second round. So thank you so much for taking the time. And everybody who's listening, please go out there and follow, because the man is a genius and you will be entertained for hours and hours and hours. It's really something to watch. So Jim, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you again in the future.
My very best. Take care, you both of you. Thanks.
Bye,
great
Jim.
To meet you. All right, bye.
You too. Bye, Jim.
Bye.
Ooh, we made it.
We made it. We're into round two here, and
yeah.
Hannah Bama is our first one going through.
Hannah Bama.
Dylan was great.
You know, I remember Dylan's audition tape, and I think we're doing a good job. I'm really here just to support us right now for this outro.
I know. Well, now it's gonna come down to nitpicky stuff. I mean, that's what, you know, I watch all these shows like Top Chef.
American Idol and stuff.
Yeah, and you get to the point where I'm always watching, going like, oh, come on, how you can pick blah blah blah. But you get down to the tiny little nitty gritty things where it's
I'm worried transparently about us having all these women, because then it becomes so nitpicky at them having similar voices. You know, when with what the way that we're doing this is so fair that it's almost like too fair, whereas with American Idol and those other shows, they're visual, and so you see everyone all at once and you're like, okay,
right,
this is a baritone, this is a tenor, this is okay, I think this person would pair up with, you know, whoever nicely as a mentor. So we are doing our best to find the person that's right for this moment, and I think he was a great judge. I think this was a great episode. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening and supporting us. We hope that you understand we're in it for the right reasons. You know, like, we're really doing this to
we want to find that we do. We're trying to find the best person that we can. And but you're right. And I think that's, you know, I don't mind being called out for certain things. I think the thing Jim said to us, where he's 100% right. It's like, well, if one person's always starting, then that might be considered kind of an advantage. So we'll start switching it up. I don't have a problem with that at all. I think he was.
I wonder if that's true. I don't feel like that we've actually done that. But let us know. Maybe people should DM us or something.
Yeah,
like,
maybe. But I don't have a problem in switching it up. Some person goes
the first person. I don't know if that's
no,
true.
No, but I think you're right. You know, I don't think we've certainly always picked the first person, but maybe the person who does, maybe there is an advantage to always going first. Who knows? So maybe we just switch it up in the future. I don't have a problem with that. Maybe we do flip a coin every time if we're making everything super fair, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be as fair and transparent as we possibly can, because we're hoping that one day we're going to pick somebody that we work with. I mean, we've said we're trying to pick a colleague.
So great. I hope I work with more than just whoever wins. You know, a lot of these folks.
Any one of these people could be signed. mind. There is no reason that an agent or somebody listening to this episode wouldn't hear Dylan and the stuff that Dylan did and say, oh, I'll sign that person for a year. I mean, what the hell? I'll sign that person for a year. Definitely. It could totally happen. He was very good at what he did. Hannah was just, she was a little better today. And sometimes it's just the day, you know, you have a bad day. That can happen too. Yeah. I have many a day where I just woke up and couldn't act. It just, you have those days where you're just off. So you hope it doesn't happen on the day that you're recording.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks everybody for joining us on an awesome yet very tough episode of I Hear Voices. Thank you, of course, to Jim Meskimen, who was our wonderful adjudicator. I love that. The adjudicator.
I love that. I'm not going back on it.
I know. I think it's great. We're all in on adjudicator for our episode today.
Yeah.
Again, thanking all of our friends over there at Prime Video, everybody over at Critical Role. Check out season 2 of Vox Machina. You can download that now. Thank you for everybody, of course, at iHeart, who's helping us. All our producers, our engineer, Brian, everybody, Lorraine, everybody who's helped us out. It's getting more sentimental and more amazing as we're getting closer and closer to crowning a winner. So thank you for everybody, of course, who was joining us. And of course, I said thank you to CEST, who we mentioned 93 times during this episode, because it is a huge prize. And once again, if you don't realize how big a prize it is, just look at the reaction of every actor we tell. Jim Meskimen today just went, "What? Wait, what?"
Yeah.
It is a huge thing and could possibly change somebody's life. So, and thank you mostly to everybody who has stuck with us through the whole show, through all of our Across the Gardens, through everything we did, through all of our guests, up to and including this contest right now. We love you all. Thank you so much for joining us. And we will be back again next week and moving on. So it's getting real. I miss you, Christy.
Oh, I miss you too. By the way, it's Ingalls Rink in Connecticut. Ingalls.
Is it?
I think it's a Yale stadium, but it's really cool looking.
Okay, nice. Yeah, because the Whalers played in Hartford.
There you go. That explains it.
Gotta miss the Whale. I do. They were a terrible hockey team, and then they went off to Carolina, and they won like the Stanley Cup champion like three years later or something like that. Everyone in Hartford was like, you've got to
be
kidding me.
For the Giants, yeah.
I'm telling you, Dave Tippett stick.
Are you a Patriots fan, or are you a...
I am a Patriots fan, yeah.
Okay, well.
I mean, as much as I'm a football fan. I'm not a huge football fan, but I
love them. And now that Tom Brady's gone,
I think most people
do.
It is what it is. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We'll see you or hear you or everybody next time. Thank you so much.
Nutmeggers out.
Nutmeggers out. Thank you. Follow us. Do all that good kind of stuff. And we will see you in the future. Don't forget, if you think you have what it takes to step up to the microphone, put your voices where your mouth is. Thanks, everybody.
I Hear Voices is hosted by Will Friedle and Christy Carlson Romano. Executive produced by Will Friedle, Brendan Rooney, Amy Sugarman. Our executive in charge of production is Danielle Romo. Our producer is Lorraine Virouez, and our editor/engineer is Brian Burton. And that was my announcer voice.
Some side effects of listening to I Hear Voices are sore abs from hilarity, falling down the Coco Melon rabbit hole, sneezing due to mass nostalgia, and hugs.
Follow I Hear Voices wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss any of the amazing voices.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Hear Voices Podcast.
You can also check us out on MySpace, Omegle, Vine, LimeWire, AAM, and Napster.
Okay, well, let's teach you about the internet.
The who?
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.